Hello, welcome to Ham Radio. Sun's going down, I'm walking through a cemetery. And I just wanted to do an episode about kind of drone-y music. Maybe that sounds bad, but there's a certain type of song that I really like sometimes that where it's like repetitive kind of, like sort of simple looping type songs. I wanted to do a show about that. So what made me think of this is I was listening to a Pixies record at Joel's place while I was babysitting. It's their second album, I think, Doolittle. Pretty cool album, but my shameful secret with the Pixies is I was kind of never that into them. Like, I always heard of them. You know, I was a big 90s kid. I loved all the alternative grunge stuff. So people would always reference the Pixies, and Kurt Cobain loved the Pixies and how he kind of ripped off their soft, loud dynamic. But the first time I ever really heard the Pixies was in the mid-2000s. The girl I was dating, she got a gift certificate for her birthday or something, and she bought the Wave of Mutilation CD, the greatest hits of the Pixies. And it started with, like, Bone Machine? Is that what that song's called? Isn't that the name of a Tom Waits album? Anyway, just, like, really weird out the gate. I'm like, this is the Pixies? Really? Strange. Like, I guess the Nirvana-ish type stuff I listened to was more cleaned up and more slick. And especially as a teenager, I liked that sound better. Although even Nirvana, I really wasn't sold on right away. Wasn't until In Utero that I really liked them. But in the ensuing years, I never really dug into the Pixies that much. And in fact, even now, listening to that album, it's kind of obnoxious, you know, the way Frank Black sings. It's like he's like he has Tourette's, kind of. You know, there is a part of my brain that's just kind of like, hey, buddy, shut up. Like, you're a really annoying sounding guy. But they have some really great songs. Mostly I find like they have really great parts to songs. The full songs don't necessarily come together for me that well. But on the other hand, it's like the inspiration that they had for people was like very clear. I mean, not only all the Nirvana grungy stuff, but there's a B-side from Doolittle called Manta Ray. That the very start of it reminds me so much of the Canadian band Mother Mother. Shall play it here, just this first like 30 seconds or whatever. And then if you know Mother Mother at all, it's like, wow, this really sounds like Mother Mother, and this came out in 1988. All in a day, all for me, trek across the space, it'll be just like they say. So listening through, Joel has a lot of records, and it's kind of a pain to switch up the records. It's easier just to keep flipping the same record over and over. So I listen to a lot of Supertramp, Breakfast in America, or David Bowie. What the hell is the one called with Starman? Anyway, that album, or in this case, the Pixies. So it got me thinking back to that Wave of Mutilation CD. And then when I got home, I downloaded the 25th anniversary version of Doolittle with all the B-sides. And on those is, on the Greatest Hits and on the anniversary Doolittle, is this song called Into the White. And that reminded me that back when I was listening to that Greatest Hits CD, it was my favorite song. And now it still is, like, hands down, it's my favorite Pixies song. I really love this song. But it's not like a Pixies song. Usually Pixies songs are really short, and Frank Black generally sings, and they're kind of all over the place in some ways. Into the White is a very steady, repetitive song. And the bass player, Kim Deal, sings this song. It's not a Pixies-ish Pixies song. And it's my favorite Pixies song. So, like, maybe that just means I don't really like the Pixies that much, I guess. But I love this song. I love it. I could just listen to it over and over. So I'm going to play that right now, and then it made me think of some other songs that are a little bit this way, that kind of have this, you know, they're not so much verse, chorus, verse, they're more sort of singular, like they get started and they just trudge straight forward. So I guess if you're not into the song, it probably makes it extra tiresome, because it doesn't have a lot of dynamic shifts and stuff. It's very steady. But if you do like the song, it's great, because it's like a trance. You just, like, key into this song, and it just could go and go and go. If somebody made little looping versions of these songs, I'd probably listen to them for a long time before I figured out, like, oh, wait, this song's never going to stop, because I just get keyed into the wavelength, and I just really like it. So here is Into the White by the Pixies.
Into the white. for the wild.
Alright, so for other songs that are a little bit this way, I guess the other one that comes to mind a lot for me, this is the droniest of all of the stuff I'm going to play today, but it's so great, is there's this KMFDM song called Craze from their album Extort. And Extort was never my favorite album. I mean, it's good, it's got a lot of cool stuff, but it came right after Nile. And Nile is like the hands-down greatest ever, every song is good KMFDM album. Like, it's their classic for all time, Seal It in Amber album. So Extort had a lot to live up to, and I don't really think it quite did. But it has this one really weird song that's also very, not very much like a usual KMFDM song, which doesn't happen often. KMFDM has kind of got a formula in a way, and they stick pretty close to it. But this song is a little more low-key, and it's just, again, it's just plows ahead. The song just is just kind of like, and that's it, over and over and over, that's the song. But I love it. Ever since I heard this thing in, you know, whenever, 96, whenever this came out, I've just always loved it ever since. So here is Craze by KMFDM.
Thank you.
nothing like giving the game away. There's nothing like giving the game away. All the people are feeling the same today. Take a hammer and break the bone for me. There's nothing like giving the game away. There's nothing like giving the game away. All the people are feeling the same today. Take a hammer and break the bone for me. There's nothing like giving the game away. All the people are feeling the same today. There's nothing like giving the game away. All the people are feeling the same today. There's nothing like giving the game away.
Okay, next up is a Canadian band Sloan. That Sloan's pretty well known in Canada. They've been around 20 years, they got 10 albums. I don't think they made a very big splash anywhere else. Their seventh album, Action Packed. Pretty good album, all in all. And it's got this song called Reach Out that I always really, really liked. Sloan has four singers, like all four members write songs and then they sing their own songs. So this is Patrick Pentland, who wrote a lot of the hits for this band. But this wasn't a single or anything, just this weird song on this album. And again, it's just like this one little guitar part that just loops and loops and loops and loops. And just kind of builds up as the song goes. And I really like it. I guess I don't necessarily have a ton to say about all these songs, but let's just listen to that. Here is Reach Out by Sloan.
Shine a light.
Let's stick with Canadian for a second. So this next song is a band called The Tea Party that was pretty big in Canada and in Australia, apparently. And the first two albums were just kind of normal guitar rock, and then their third album was had a lot more electronic elements, keyboard type stuff. They were only a three-piece band. It's pretty amazing the sound that they could get out of three people. And then their fourth album got real, at least the singles were really mushy and bad and were big hits, but I hated them, so I never really listened to their later stuff. But this third album was called Transmission, and the song Transmission, very out of character for the Tea Party, very strange song. Because again, it's quite, this one does have a chorus and stuff, but it is, it's still quite, kind of a long, plodding, straightforward song. Like, I have a hard time describing these songs without making them sound bad. Don't these sound bad? Like, I'm describing a song you would never want to hear? And maybe you wouldn't, but again, this really stood out. This was the song that I keyed into right away. I was like, oh, that's definitely my favorite song on that album. And again, it's pretty long. I think this is like 5.5 minutes. Isn't that a weird thing? Like, I never knew how long songs were until CDs. Like, when I had them on cassette, like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, the Guns N' Roses albums, are a great example. Because those songs run the gamut. They could be 2.5 minutes, they could be 7 minutes. And you just don't know. You just listen to the song and it just happens. But when CDs came out, you could tell how long every song was, and that suddenly just changed the way I thought about music a bit. And now with MP3s and stuff, it's extremely evident how long songs are. Because like this song, it's like 5.5 minutes, but I would have guessed like 7. Like it really feels long. Like you just get into it and you're just like that's what I love about songs like this is, I don't know, it's just like you're just on this weird journey with this song. You're just in it. Like this song just builds such a distinct sonic framework and you're just inside it. Like this is it. This is where we live now. We are inside this little sonic tale. And it's cool. So like I don't know what any of this shit's about. Transmission? I have no idea. I have no idea what this song's about. But in my bones, in my soul, I know what this song is about. I feel it. I think I hear it, man. So here is Transmission by the Tea Party. Next up, this is a song, I don't really know this song that well, and it doesn't quite fit with the criteria, but it just came to mind as I was putting this show together, and I was like, yeah, let's throw that in. It's from that movie Lost in Translation, and it's City Girl by Kevin Shields, is that his name? I'm pretty sure it's the guy from My Bloody Valentine, which they're kind of a famously shoegazery drony band from back in the day. Me and Joel saw them once. It was so loud, I had to wear earplugs. Like, it was insane. They were giving out earplugs. It was so loud. And I guess this guy was kind of a pioneer of this wash of sound type of song. And I just really like this one song, City Girl, it's called. It's really cool, really cool song. So let's listen to that. I was thinking of putting in, I guess famously, you know, rap songs, rap music is extremely repetitive and loopy, which is what made it a little hard for me to get into at first. The Beastie Boys with Ill Communication was kind of my first real way in. And then from there, I got a lot more comfortable But at first it's like weirdly, it's like when you listen to music you just don't habitually listen to, like when you listen to country but you didn't grow up with country, there's something weird about it. Sort of the same thing with like rap and hip hop. I was like, it's not what I'm used to, so it feels weird how repetitive it is. So I was gonna play, there's this Busta Rhymes song called Abandoned Ship that I always liked from his first album that is insanely repetitive. It's just this one kind of note on an organ. Like, it's an old sample, and it's just like the one note of like the eight like bars of the song, the same note until like the sixth bar it changes a little and then goes right back. But for some reason I feel like that just doesn't quite fit with what I'm talking about. Like, guitar type songs sort of fit better with what I'm thinking. So I'm gonna play a little bit of it. I'll just play like, let's just play like a minute of this song, because it's also a very long song, so I don't want to play the whole thing. Make it wrong to the beat and then scream and shout. Cause when we hit you with the shit we got here, we gonna blow your mind. Blow your mind. Keep it moving like this, keep it moving like that. If I die, I'ma only come back. No, I'm saying, if you think that you can step to me wrong, don't even waste your time. Waste your time. One, two, three, we gon' turn it out. And make it wrong to the beat and then scream and shout. Cause when we hit you with the shit we got here, we gonna blow your mind. Alright, next up, this is not the most repetitive and most drony of these songs. It's a little more in normal song territory again, but sort of, I guess it's all kind of relative. It's so Juliana Hatfield. She was in the Blake Babies and part of the Lemonheads for a bit, and she did her own solo albums, and she did, first solo album was pretty cool, second one, Become What You Are, is like a super classic. It's the like every song is good album. So then the third album, Only Everything, was it was a cool enough album. It was like 50-50, and the half that was good was really good, but you know, couldn't quite live up to how the previous album was like so good. But the song that stood out the most to me pretty much right away, and then I've just hung on to for the last 20 goddamn years, it's called Congratulations. And it's like, it's pretty much nobody would say it's the best song on the album, but it's just the one that hooked into my brain the most, that I just liked the most. And again, it's like a pretty simple guitar part that mostly just loops and loops. And then when it does hit a chorus, it's like, she says, it's kind of a twisty sentence anyway, but the sentence is, I am, he said to me, equally wary. But she says it so slow, and it's such a weird sentence anyway. I never parsed what that sentence was until I finally read the lyrics somewhere. Or I think it was on her old blog. She used to talk about her different songs and what they meant. There's old ham radios where I read some of that stuff. Juliana's blog, they're called. And she talked about this song, and I had no idea what this song was about for all those years. Turns out it's about like eating disorders on some level. But yeah, again, it's just one of these songs where the one little weird little guitar loop just gets hooked into my brain like a little fish hook. And that this kind of leisurely sort of, just like this song just rolls along. It's like going at its own pace. It's like, I don't really care what you need out of me. This is just what I'm gonna do. This is what I am. I'm this song, and here we go. And I really like it. And I can't remember, did I have any other songs that fit this criteria? I'm not sure, that might be it. So if that's it, then thanks for listening. KeithCourage.com is where you can find all my podcasts. And if I had any others that I forgot about, I'll record those when I get home and add them in. So here's Congratulations by Juliana Hatfield. We'll be right back. Hey there, it's a few days later, and I just remembered a couple extra songs I wanted to put in this episode. That again, they don't fit very, very much with the original idea, but enough. So fuck it. The first one is Brody from The Distillers, and now solo stuff. In the middle, she had a band called Spinneret that I didn't really get into that album too much, but there was an EP that came out first, just a little four-song EP, and that was real good. I really liked that. There's a song on it called Distorting a Code that's just kind of a nice, chilled-out kind of spacey sort of tranced-out sort of song. So let's listen to that. Alright, now this last song, I saved this one till last because this is a weird one. If you want to bail out, this is probably where you're going to want to bail out. Because it's the Insane Clown Posse. which I don't care, man. Fuck the world. I like them. So, fuck, you know? Hey, is the guy wearing a kilt? It is kind of nice that a kilt is still kind of weird looking, but at least it has enough cultural cachet that just that tartan design at least explains what's going on. If he was just wearing a normal skirt, be weirder. Where in this case, it's still kind of weird looking, but it's like, oh, well, it's a kilt though, whatever. It's this thing that he does. Anyway, this ICP song is called Crystal Ball. It's from, they put out two albums at the same time, Bizarre, Bizarre. And they each ended with a really long song. So this is the real long ending song from one of those albums. And it starts out as just kind of a normal sort of ICP song, but at the end, it just kind of falls into this just repeaty thing where they just keep repeating the same chorus over and over and over and over. And I love it. I love it so much. I love this song. I think it's so cool. So if you're brave enough to dive into this adventure, here's Crystal Ball, one of the longest but one of the awesomest Insane Clown Posse songs. And that is the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. Maybe I'll see you again at some future date at this same place, KeithCourage.com. Awesome. Goodbye. Insane Clown Posse.
And brothers, first put a 20 in the jar with the others.
That's right, take a seat.
Ain't no smoking in here, I need to keep my ball clear. There's spirits in there.
Watch your future, someone gonna shoot ya.
Will you get your girlfriend back? As if I know that. I can only tell you where your soul is headed and will remain eternally embedded. The rest, forget it.
Life is nothing but a test to clear.
Did you have a heart while you were here? And was it sincere? You're still unraveling your future right now. What kind of person are you, bro?
Oh, where do you go?
You control your own motherfucking destiny. I ain't letting the devil get the best of me.
I'ma make it in a Shangri-La.
Golden walls, what's up with you? Check your own crystal ball.
Check my crystal ball, it's alright. So great that you've all been on the long run. Check my crystal ball, it's alright.
Crystal ball, I'm seeing thugs both catching and firing slugs.
Paper for drugs.
I see a line waiting on block cheese a mile long, all trying to be strong.
It's the same old song.
But when I'm looking into everybody's faces, they souls are headed other places. And they ain't worried about paying them dues down here.
It's because they motherfucking future's crystal clear.
The focus switches to you, and it ain't good. All mad cause someone rose up out the neighborhood. Check yourself, and judgment was passed. Yo, you be in hell.
Right up in the asshole.
The hate will get you if you let it. Pack your speedos, I hear it's hot. Where you headed? I'm trying to tell you now.
When the Grim Reaper calls,
you don't wanna be assed out. Gripping your crystal ball.
Crystal ball is alright.
It's all black, And everybody's frozen in time, front to back. They're controlled by the matrix of mind, body and soul. And I'm branded by the system, a carnival freak show. I see the pain and the lies, cause nothing is disguised. It's as simple as me seeing the death in the demon's eyes. I'm hiding my sights from the truth of my crystal ball. Believe me when I say it, we coming for all of y'all.
Look deep into my crystal ball. See the dead smoking on trees and drinking alcohol. Underneath the street, beneath the concrete. If you listen to the night, you can hear my heartbeat. All painted up, carrying an axe and shit. Juggalo love, got each other backs and shit. Encased in glass for the whole world to see. Am I inside, or is the crystal ball inside of me?
Yeah, my crystal ball is alright.
All right.
Rain comes.